a setting that was messed up. Okay, go ahead. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook, and our special guest, Wayne Walton. Justin, why don't you introduce Wayne Walton to everybody real quick?
All right, take two. All right, well, Wayne Walton has a website, MTNHours.com, which is a local currency that he's working on, along with other local currencies throughout the country. And he also is has a show on RBN, 3 to 5 every weekday. And I'll let Wayne get into it, you know, more himself. But, Wayne, good to have you on. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Brian and Justin. And thanks for being part of the reality that things are not what we are told in the dominant media. And because we have this alternative reality, we have to recognize that these people, obviously, in order to have the control that they do over the masses, they do it through the monetary system. Right. It's the root of their capacity for them to control us. They, with our energy, they use our energy to enslave us. So we have to develop alternative systems to remove our energy from their parasitic systems. And rather than just simply protesting what they do, we have to create an alternative reality that makes their reality irrelevant.
Solutions. That's what it's all about. Yeah, so I mean, let's start with one thing. Like you were going into before, why don't you tell us about some of the local currencies that you're setting up, and then, you know, we'll get into the problems of usury and whatnot. But you know, before we got cut off or whatever, if you wanted to say what you were saying or whatever, go ahead.
All right. Well, it basically started off with Mountain Hours, and I started working on this maybe a year ago, and we started working on the design and just getting everything organized. And it's really not about like how perfect your currency looks. It's more about spreading the idea that the people have the energy. Their pieces of paper would have no value without our energy. So let's create our own pieces of paper and use those for money instead of theirs. And then don't fall for the phony solution of the Rothschild's gold system, where they still control the scheme because they control gold and silver and all the commodities except time. And that's why we base our currency on time, is both the rich man and the poor man have an equal amount of time. And an hour in our system is equivalent to 10 Federal Reserve notes. We get businesses to join up just by giving them the currency. We give them $200 worth every 3 months, and any individual at all can sign a new local independent business up, and they earn 10 hours or $100 of the local currency. And then from there, the currency, just like it's just barter script, the currency works within the barter network, and we keep growing the barter network because we compensate those individuals who recruit new businesses to join the barter network. And once we can sustain life, we have created an alternative economic system that's completely independent of their monetary and control system. We can finance our own media. We can finance everything with our own energy and just opt out of theirs.
Right. A big thing from the critics, of course. Now, I know you've been battling a lot of the big Austrian economics guys. And they, you know, they claim that there's a need for usury, aka interest. Could you get into more of like, of why this isn't needed and how this system will, you know, doesn't use usury and whatnot?
Just think of it. All of the currency now is created as a debt with interest, and then they give the phony debate that we're going to use gold and silver. Even though gold and silver was all created as a debt with interest as well. So the opposite of that is creating it as a credit. The currency itself doesn't have any value. Just like in a barter network, we always have to go back to basics. How was money created originally? People just bartered their goods and services. They were sovereign. No outside entities were controlling them. So if the problem with barter is you need to have a dance partner at the exact same time. So then what would happen is people would issue an IOU. Say you wanted my a wagon from me, and you grew wheat, and the wheat crop wasn't ready, but you needed the wagon right now. So I would give you the wagon right now, and in exchange, you would give me an IOU for, say 100 bushels of wheat, for instance, once the wheat was ready. So now I have a piece of paper called an IOU, and that IOU, that piece of paper, doesn't have any value in itself. It's just a representation of your commercial energy, your goods and services. So money has been corrupted over time that it's not the IOU. The Austrians want us to make us think that it's the wheat, that we should base all of our money on the wheat. But the problem is that when it's all based upon the wheat, whoever controls the wheat ends up controlling the monetary system of the entire society. So we want the monetary system to be based upon the IOUs rather than any individual commodity or like several commodities, because all the commodities are controlled by the elite. So anyway, the point is the usury aspect comes in when we believe that the money is something that comes from someone outside of us. In that explanation that I gave you, the money was, you created the money, you created the IOU, because you have the goods and services and the energy. The people are the gold. They can create money whenever they want to. We don't need governments or corporations or private banks to do it. We can do it ourselves, locally, independently. And once we get out of that mindset that we need somebody else to create the money, then we no longer believe that we have to. We correctly believe that we don't need to pay interest on something that we could create ourselves, because they're not providing any value. You know, the bankers aren't providing us any value.
No, they're just a middleman reaping the benefits of two other parties. You know, pretty much is what they're doing. I totally agree. Getting into this now. The Austrians sold this. Now that what they did was they had Edward Griffin wrote the book about Jekyll Island, and he pretty much plagiarized Eustace Mullins' Secret of the Federal Reserve book, and in it he said that the enemy to the bankers is gold, when in fact, you know, this is not the case. And it's like of course, the thing is that we've all here in the truth movement been, you know, bamboozled for like a long time as to thinking that, you know, the Austrian way is the only way out. So, I think that's one of the things here. And I think that, you know, as far as, what Wayne is doing, and I think there's, you know, a few other things out there, this is the best way to take control out of their hands, you know, until they, what are they going to do? Make it illegal to bar, you know, I mean, of course they're going to try to stick their, you know, what is their, what would you say is, you know, the possible drawbacks of something like this? Is it, you know, is there really any you could think of, what are the critics saying?
Well, we always have to respect that, you know, we're starting from the beginning, is that you had barter, and then the next evolution is that the people started using their IOUs, and that IOU for that wheat, you know, so I could use that IOU that you gave me for your wheat, and I could take that and take it to the guy who makes horseshoes. It still has value. So that piece of paper, that private contract, has value as long as you're an honest guy that honors your contract and delivers the wheat to be redeemed. So over time, people just would, rather than, you know, if in primitive times, not everybody had paper. And it becomes, you know, difficult when there's a whole bunch of IOUs from different issuers circulating as money. Let's say just a group of people in our barter network issued a uniform barter script and just said, this is good and it's redeemable. And so anyway, now you have the barter script, and you still have this independent society. And by the way, everything that we want in that society, for instance, if we want to build roads, we can just, because we're going to want that eventually, we can just create new money to reward whatever outcome that we want. The new that road is something that we all want. It's going to help us increase commerce, so we can create new currency into circulation to reward that outcome, just like we reward the outcome of a local independent business joining the network, like we reward a so it's rewarding something that's already created. A local independent business is already there, so we create currency to measure it. There's already somebody creates a referral, so we create new hours to reward it. In that same way, we could create new hours to fund a health system. If somebody gets hurt, we can pay because we all want healthy people in our society, don't we? We all want roads in our society. The thing that we don't want is that to be funded with violence in the form of taxes, and because that's theft, right? So in this system, it allows people on the left and occupied to get what they want, and it allows libertarians like myself to get what they want, which is support for the non-aggression principle. And what you're talking about, what is the biggest threat, is you have a sovereign community that's self-sustaining. The private bankers, the parasites, they don't want to work. So they want to figure out a scheme where they can get everybody dependent upon them. So they're the ones that actually, the private bankers who want us to borrow their money, when they see us having abundance, they require scarce money so that we borrow it, you know. So anyway, they are the ones that counterfeit our money, the sovereign barter script, and that's exactly what the Private Bank of England did to the Continental by stationing three ships in Boston Harbor and basically counterfeited the Continental so that it became worthless. So the private bankers, not some local, you know, little guy in a basement or whatever, if there's, not to say that they won't do that, but the biggest issue is counterfeiting. And the counterfeiting issue comes down to a technology issue. We got to make sure that our technology, just like an issuer for, you know, a concert tickets or football game tickets or any kind of event or airline tickets, We use paper and digital tickets for those purposes, and those industries have technologies to make sure that they don't get counterfeited. For that matter, coupons and vouchers, they have daily deal vouchers and gift certificates. Like, this can't be made illegal. It's like making coupons illegal.
Right.
What's the difference? You know?
Yep. How many of these are currently up and running right now?
There's about 100 of them, and we've done about we're working on our fifth right now.
Wow, just five that you're involved with in Colorado or surrounding areas, or
no? Basically, what we do is we started the one in Colorado, and we had an event called Rocky Mountain Puff, and we had Gary Franchi, Adam Kokesh, Sheriff Richard Mack, Luke Radowski, a bunch of people in the truth movement, Jordan Page, they all came out here and they earned local currency for performing and speaking. And then they also went around and spent the currency at different places here in Summit County. So we wanted to demonstrate to the movement that this is a real thing. Put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. Come check this out. This is real. And by the way, if there were some people that came for that event and they signed up new local independent businesses and they actually made $100 of the local currency just for getting new businesses to sign up. So from there, the next big event coming down the pipe was the Paul Fest in August. And I'm from Tampa originally, so I started with my fiance in a week. We started from concept to print to distribution. We got 25 businesses signed up. We distributed the currency. We paid some of the speakers again for the second time. Gary Franchi and Adam Kokesh and Jordan Page all made local currency from the next event because we're trying to show them that it's stable and it's all denominated in hours. So Clearwater hours can be spent in Mountain hours or Mile High hours in Denver.
Right.
And now we're starting Long Island hours. There's a Liberty Festival that's going on there. We're going to pay the speakers and the organizers and the artists, musicians in the local currency. And we intend, in November, there's another event in Nashville called the Music City Liberty Festival. We're going to start another one there, and we're going to pay the artists and the speakers and the organizers. And once we get this set in the people's mind, we're trying to emancipate their minds into a new paradigm. Like, for instance, we had an End of Fed event last week. The organizers for the End of Fed event got paid with the local currency.
Now, right? how is this going as far as, like, you know, a lot of these people, I'm sure, are hardcore Austrians. I a lot of those names, Kekesh, Franchi, those guys are, 100%. How are they? Do they look at it as it's okay just to have a competing currency, but they still want a gold standard, or what? What do you think?
It's one of those things that like, it depends how deep into the dogma they go. Ultimately, actions speak louder than words. And the majority of the Norths and the Woods and Lou Rockwell and all them, because I used to be an Austrian myself, you know what I mean? So
right.
I was into that whole paradigm. Ultimately, actions speak louder than words. They got a theory, and we're paying people, right? So they can keep talking about their theory, but eventually, if we're going to continue to have these events, and we're going to continue to pay them with the local currency. Ultimately, if Adam Kokesh does another event and he gets paid in the local currency, and he can go and buy medical marijuana here in Summit County, ultimately he's getting what he wants. Does it really matter to him whether it's gold and silver allowing him to get what he wants if the paper works just as good?
Right. Ultimately,
gold and silver, you just stick it in a drawer, you bury it or something, you're not really using it. So why don't you use what – money is just a tool to get you what you want. So if paper is working, it's speaking louder. The action of this actually occurring is speaking louder than all of the theory that all the Woods and Mises and all those guys can postulate.
Yeah, definitely. That's been pretty much, you know – I've been bringing a lot of this stuff up, and a lot of them is, well, let me ask this quick question then. What is the difference between what you have going on and something like Bitcoin now?
At its base is Bitcoin is, I don't know what a bit is. Do you know what I mean? I don't, like, for instance, when I know what an hour is, I know how much, if I mow a lawn, I know how much grass I can mow. I know how much I can shovel. I know how much I can dig. I know how much I can rake leaves in an hour. So that's something everybody on the planet knows what that is. But I don't know how to value a bit. And because of that, I walk around and I sign up new businesses. My fiance and myself and one of our local guys, anybody can sign up a new business. And when you go to recruit a new business, if you walk in there and say, hey, don't use Federal Reserve notes anymore, start using bits. And they're like, all right, what's a bit? You know what I mean? How do I price my T-shirts in bits? So it's complicated. Whereas in what we do is 1 hour is equivalent to 10 Federal Reserve notes. If a T-shirt's $15, that means it's an hour and a half. The next thing that people commonly ask is, well, does that mean everybody makes the same amount? And no, that's not true. If a doctor makes $180 per hour in Federal Reserve notes, that means they make 18 hours per hour. The free market still applies. The difference is that the common denominator, the least common unit of value, is an unskilled laborer's labor. For in 1 hour is an hour, or the equivalent of 10 Federal Reserve notes. And because of that, it becomes difficult to counterfeit it in the terms of, somebody can overproduce the paper, but you know what an hour is worth, an hour's work of what you normally do. You know what you can accomplish in an hour. I do a lot of video editing. I know how much I can normally edit in an hour. So it ties it to something that everybody on the planet is familiar with.
pretty much just as organic money, in other words, to as far as, you know, just coming from the people and you know, not going through all these you know, other methods and everything. You know, well, now the other day, when you put me on the thread that you had going with Thomas Woods and everything, you know, now I'm sorry to get away from the local currency, but now the big argument going on there is you know, between a few things. You know, the interest issue, and then you have the inflation deflation issue. You know, why is it that these guys are so afraid to won't they debate guys like you? You know, that's pretty much my question. Everywhere I've gone, I've seen it that they, you know, they won't. Gary North won't debate Anthony Migchels. I saw Woods ducking out with you. You know, why is that?
I mean, like the entire basis of the thread, I actually was challenging him about 10 months ago, where, because I posted this post with, I mean, think of it, Alan Greenspan, George Soros, Robert Zoellick, who signed amen. The underlying issue, that this is what it goes to at its very core. And, you know, we are automatically described as being anti-Semitic for bringing this up, is ultimately the three dominant religions of Judaism, Christianity, and
Islam,
they all forbid usury. They all forbid it. However, Jews permit it to be, elite Jews permit it to be perpetrated on Gentiles. And that is the reason, fundamentally, when you go way back, like even Shakespeare wrote about this in a play called The Merchant of Venice. And one of the characters in that was Shylock. And he would walk around acting as the victim, of course. Well, what it comes down to is a private contract based upon interest can't be fulfilled by all borrowers. It's not that, you know, we hate Jews or hate anybody that perpetrates the mathematic fraud. It's just, it's a fraud that we volunteer for. And it's a means by which that brother victimizes brother. Sometimes the users don't even realize they're doing it. In the same way that these Mises people, the Austrians, they think that they're fighting the bankers. And in the meantime, you're trying to expose that the people who perpetrated usury, the reason why Israel is so, is basically Israel controls, well, I shouldn't say Israel, the Rothschilds,
right,
or the synagogue of Satan, they're not even real Jews because they don't even support the real tenets of Judaism. They don't support the Ten Commandments. They don't do unto others. Like so there's just an elite cabal, the synagogue of Satan, that they basically cloak themselves as being Jews. And then anybody that criticizes usury, they automatically go, oh, you hate Jews. Like, no, it's, I hate contract fraud. I hate centralization of power. I hate that Palestinians are being genocided. That's what I hate.
I've never seen, so I'll let you get back to it, but lately it's so crazy because you say that, like, anti-usury movement right away is tied to that, to being anti-Semitic, and you have to ask, anyone that's awake has to say right away, you know, why is that? Obviously, you know, you already have your question answered for you, but, you know, right there, the money power does not want usury to be looked at as this evil thing, you know. Go ahead, Wayne.
But yeah, that's absolutely, and I think you know, there's all these other things about deflation and all those things, but the crux of the issue is the original sin of the world's economic monetary problems is usury. And it's a fraudulent contract that we volunteer for, and it will occur whether there's big government, small government, or even no government. And that's the thing, and it'll happen whether there's gold, silver, paper, or digital money.
Right.
And that is the underlying issue that we're trying to explain to people. And you bring it up to Austrians, and they want to call you a greenbacker, and I'm not a greenbacker. I don't believe that all the government should have a centralized power over the monetary system either. I don't believe in their force. So anyway, they're so used to debating it. This is a third way forward. This is different than what Bill still generally, they're generally
green. Right, he's a greenbacker, right?
Yeah. So this is a third way forward that now we can reach out to Occupy and not have the debt slaves separated by Occupy, Tea Party, and Paul. Everybody can get what they want. We don't have to have the force of government in the form of taxes, and that's why libertarians or voluntarists will like it. We can still fund social programs. My parents are retired military. Well, my brother's retired Navy, and my parents are on Social Security. So we want to honor the contract that they were committed to. They paid into Social Security, whether it was a Ponzi or not. Ultimately, we want to fund those social programs. What we're looking to do is create these network of these organic local currencies, and everybody across the country, an Occupy Tea Party, and say, hey, you know what? Let's not be controlled by private bankers or the government. Let's create our own system. Let's raise our hands and just commit that we're going to use this alternative system. We're going to commit and take care of the least among us. And effectively, if we just eliminate the parasite that's stealing our energy, we the people will be more healthy without the parasites.
Exactly. Like any host, it sucks to try. I don't know, Brian, did you want to take a quick break?
I just had one question. If we could take a question before, if I could ask Wayne a question, and then we'll take a quick break. With all these different forms of independent currencies like you're talking about and some of these other people, how does it stay organized? Like, how does it, you know what I mean? It must be hard to have everything work together as one.
Well, it's just like anything else. Like, just think of any group. Let's say we are change groups. They see what works. They make videos about what works, like how you can, challenge a Michael Chertoff. And by the way, Michael Chertoff and Rahm Emanuel, they're all dual Israeli U.S. citizens. So anyway, it's all these things are symptoms of usury. The reason why we keep invading Muslim countries is because the U.S. military is just a tool for Rothschild to go expand their monetary system. But anyway, the point is that I had lost the question because I went in a segue. What was the question again?
The question was with so many different ideals on how to get away from usury, like with your idea or Bill Stills or the gold standard, greenbacks, all this stuff. How do we get it all to work in conjunction with each other?
Well, that's what my radio show, I have a 2-hour-a-day on weekdays radio show from 3 to 5 on republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B. It's Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. And I want to engage you guys to start a local currency where you're at. My radio show is a place that we talk about how do we get businesses to join, because that's our goal. What can we offer to businesses as benefits? And really what you do is you get completely out of politics and you get into marketing. Because what do businesses want? What does every business want? They want more customers. How do you get more customers? You do marketing. So we do free videos for those businesses. We do free websites or web pages, Facebook fan pages. We can run Craigslist ads, and we do it all for free. We create new money to reimburse those outcomes. And the bad guys have this slave system that they finance to keep us in deception that we live under slavery. Well, why can't we reward people for the emancipation of humanity? And that's what we're doing, but we try to stay out of the politics. I don't go to the local business, the local candy shop, and there's a bunch of children in there buying candy or ice cream. I don't go in there. The feds. A private bank, 9/11 is an inside job,
Right.
That's bad for business. You stay out of that. I don't talk about Republicans or Democrats. I just go in, hey, join the local currency. It only works for local independent businesses. Go local, buy local. We'll do marketing videos for you and websites and advertise. And they're like, oh, this is cool. Because what's the downside? It didn't cost them anything. We do free marketing for them.
And isn't there an opt-out method to where you offer them a certain amount of Federal Reserve notes if they do want to opt out or something like that?
No, we never took any Federal Reserve notes from them, so how could we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
They're not paying us with Federal Reserve notes. In fact, they're not even paying us with Mountain Hours. We're giving them the currency, and then we produce things that they want that help the system grow. Because we recognize the more the system grows, the more viable the currency. And then once we create best practices, what is the best way to make videos? What's the best way to sign businesses up? And then we share those ideas on Facebook, on my radio show. And, you know, we've only been doing this for 8 months, you know what I mean? So we're growing. But we take the mindset that no matter what it takes, we're just going to do the next right thing. And we're going to adapt, improvise, and overcome. The bad guys took over with small numbers. Why can't we?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to go to a break, Brian? Then we'll come back with some more questions and whatnot.
Yeah, why don't we take a quick 3-minute break? Everybody stick right here. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and our guest Wayne Walton.
Will it take me under? I don't know. Imagine smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people rolling dough, no paroles, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine. If I rule the world, imagine that. I free all my way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking 6 digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor the cities and reverse fiends the willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa. If I rule the world, imagine that. I free all.
Right up to the sun, we won't land.
You
love to hear the story, how the thugs live and worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the ace, stack to safe. Millionaire plan to heat the gap with the cocked hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or B felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. If I rule the world, imagine that. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be? If you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
everybody, you're back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, along with Justin Cook, and our special guest today, Wayne Walden.
Okay, Wayne, I wanted to talk about a couple other things, I don't know, just see where you stand with them. What do you think about the Argentine solution?
Well, it's the same thing. Argentinians, when the bankers shut their doors, they didn't use gold and silver because poor people who are starving don't have gold and silver. They use barter script. And, one way to view it is really similar to what we're doing is they would have an enormous barter fair, and everybody who had a table at the barter fair would get some amount of créditos. And so they were just the paper didn't have any value. It was their barters that had the value, and that's all we're doing. If we could get everybody into one building and do this, it would be easier rather than going all over town and trying to recruit them that way. But effectively, it's the exact same thing. You just give the currency to the businesses. The currency doesn't have value. The real value is the goods and services which are in the barter network.
Okay. Yeah. No. Because I noticed John Turmel. Does he have similar things going on up in Canada as far as local currencies and whatnot?
The next evolution. There's like the local physical thing, and then that's what we do, and we want to make this virtual as well. What he gets into is the LETS system, which are local electronic trading systems. And so it's similar. It's just that his gets up on a bigger scale. And, one of the things he says, he basically wants to have governments issue, time-based bonds. And lots of those solutions require that you get government to do the right thing.
Right.
You need permission and all that. And I can't stand. I'm not into politics at all.
Right.
I just want to take. I just see a problem and want to fix it. And I don't want to wait for a bunch of people to debate and do all that kind of. I can't stand it.
You would think that John would be tired of politics too. I mean, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records as having lost the most elections. I mean, not for the sake of not knowing his stuff, just for the sake of, having so many sheep out there. My next question is this: how hard is it when you're going to a new business, and you're telling these people for the first time, about the system and whatnot, and do they see a problem with the way things are going now, or do they, what are their reservations or what, how does that?
Well, this is one of the, that's a really good question. Is like, that really exposes the phony Austrian thing in the first place is that their entire, that they're always trying to get everybody to use gold and silver is predicated, oh, it's like QE3. I think QE3 is just an enormous lie. It never even happens. Just like the same way that, you know, we have to realize these are diabolical guys. They pulled off 9/11. So certainly they would lie about QE3, that there's all this extra money. Well, I don't know anybody that has too many Federal Reserve notes. Do any of you guys have too many Federal Reserve notes?
No, I sure as hell don't.
I got about 30 bucks in my wallet right now.
So money's scarce, you know what I mean?
I have 12, so go ahead.
So what they keep doing is they keep saying, oh, look, they passed QE3. It's all deception. Then they're like, oh, there's all this money around. And then then gold and silver and oil and the Monsanto food prices all go up in price. Well, who controls the supply of gold, silver, and Monsanto food and oil? They do. So they engineer scarcity to give us the illusion, because those prices are going up. They make it seem as if it's because of too many Federal Reserve notes. That's not the case.
Because if you look back, just like not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, but real quick, like if you go back to like 7 or 8 years ago, people aren't making more money than they were then, but everything is like double the cost, especially food and gas.
Yeah, it's actually worse, because it would be better if they were giving us too many Federal Reserve notes, because at least everything would be going up in price. Our labor would be going up. The prices, everything would be going up at the same time. The worst thing is the prices are going up. In the meantime, we have less and less money to pay our debts. So what I always like to say, like, this is really profound. It's something I kind of stole from Turmel, so I want to give him credit. And it's really powerful to talk to people about the symptoms. Tell me which is really happening right now. The symptoms of inflation are empty shelves, because we turn our worthless fiat paper over for products, so the shelves are empty, right? So the symptoms of inflation are empty shelves, full bank accounts and full wallets, because, you know, Federal Reserve notes are everywhere. And then our debts are really, really easy to pay. Alternatively, deflation is where the shelves are full, our debts are really hard to pay, and we have no Federal Reserve notes in our pocket, or very few Federal Reserve notes in our pockets in our bank account. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, just like everything else, it's totally ass backwards of what we're thought to believe it was.
It's Orwellian, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like, I'm explaining this, and like the Rothschild has worked extremely hard to get the whole planet into debt. Do you think Rothschild wants to give us really easy currency so we can pay our debts off? Of course not.
Oh, of course not. I know.
If all
kids
these countries
that are
in debt, who's holding all the money? You know what I mean? Like, how?
Who is the debt?
The whole world's
to?
In debt. Yeah, exactly. Well, who are they in debt to? The Rothschilds, the Vatican. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and you think about it. If you're a banker, period, and you issue currency, period, like forget everything we know. The first thing you want to do is make sure money's scarce, so people have to borrow it for at interest, you know.
Exactly.
You don't want people having abundant money. Right. When has money ever been abundant in your whole life? It's never been abundant for me.
No, I can't no. say it as, you know, and that's like you're saying, they do this with everything. They do it with diamonds. That's why, you know, they charge you so much for these, you know, blood diamonds, gasoline. It's all fake scarcity. There's plenty of all this stuff going around, just like there could be plenty of money. You know, like you were saying, it's not that people are, you know, if we're working less, it's because, yeah, we don't have the jobs. But, you know, the main story is it's just, you know, it's manufactured scarcity. So then we have to go get a loan, and then they can charge you whatever interest on the loan they want. So, I mean, you know, people are still paying their college loans back after, you know, 20 years or whatever. And you know, and for what? They're not even getting the jobs anymore. So, I mean, it's people are starting to see that the system is garbage. The only thing is we have to lead them in the right ways. And that's what the whole, you know, the whole currency revolution has to be about, is getting everybody on the same page. I think, you know, that we have a good group of people doing that. You know, what else can we do, though, Wayne, you know?
Well, we have to what's beautiful with what we do with the local currency thing, I want you to guys, like, this is very fundamental for human beings, is or animals even, is that we are, as living organisms, we seek pleasure and we avoid pain. Now, as truthers, the first thing we're doing with our brothers and sisters is we're offering them truth, and truth hurts, right? So now that we're offering them truth, then they avoid us because they want to kill the messenger. So we'll always be a very small number of people. And ultimately, you know, just imagine we committed and we got, if we somehow we got everybody on the planet to recognize that 9/11 is an inside job financed by private banks, and particularly Mossad as agents for Rothschild, right, or the Vatican or whatever, right?
Yeah,
if we
right.
got everybody to agree with that, ultimately, what would that, we would still be slaves. We would be enlightened right. slaves, but we'd still be slaves. So I made this post on my Facebook a while ago, is I want people to start moving toward the idea of, rather than being truth activists, where that's a very difficult hurdle, eventually, once we talk them into that, our next step is to talk them into, okay, what's the solution that we're going to build the world into? Where are we going to go? Well, they did it by controlling the monetary system. So if are we going to wait for a vote to do that? That's going to be very difficult to change that. And unlikely.
Ain't going to happen.
Right. So they took over with very few numbers. Why don't we use Rothschild's strategy? Never really talk about the political stuff. Unless people bring it up, you know, we obviously, it's not saying not to tell the truth by any means, but what I'm saying is focus as marketers for trying to get as many people as we can to use the local currency. So now we're working on the reward side. Now I can talk, I can go to Occupy and I don't have to fight with them and say that, you know, the aggression principle is wrong. You shouldn't believe in the force of the state and being divisive. I just say, go local, buy local, use the local currency. So now they get on our team. And then even the people who choose to remain sheeple, they still get down with go local, buy local. They're still short on money. They still need a job that we can pay them to post Craigslist ads to recruit new businesses. So now, rather than, you know, on that paradigm, people seek pleasure and avoid pain, now everything that we do as our interaction with our brothers and sisters, it's all on the pleasure side. We avoid the pain, and now for the first time in a world where everything is kind of like beating them down, they vote and nothing changes, they feel extremely, they protest and nothing changes, they go to NFED and they go to Occupy and nothing changes. Now they're actually using a local currency, and we're saying to them, you're the money. You can create money anytime you want. You have a unique and amazing skill that we can reward with this currency no matter what you do. If you edit videos, if you recruit people, if you're a healer, if you're a good speaker, whatever it is that you do, whatever you guys do right now, like this show, for instance, you can get paid in the local currency to continue to do it, rather than living in scarcity. So now it's like we're never being adversarial. We're giving them hope. We're doing what real leaders do. Real leaders don't perpetually protest, complain, and whine. Real leaders have a visionary, actionable plan for a future which provides abundance and peace of mind for everyone.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, that's the main thing too, and I think that's the biggest thing here is that we're not seeing solutions. But I think that, you know, this is where we have to. I think the hardest thing though, like you said, is with the Occupy and even the Tea Party, is they both believe in the state. You know, they both believe in the state having the right to, you know, to impose its will on you or I, and that's where, like you said, the non-aggression principle comes into fact. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to take another generation. I mean, don't get me wrong. We could definitely make some progress, but it's going to take a lot of people waking up and maybe a generation before people are totally ready to live free. You know, I think we're a long ways mentally away from it, but you know, but I think, like you said, we have to, you know, leading by example is the best way to do it.
Well, think of this though, is Congress has a 10% approval rating, right? Mm. So people everywhere are living in scarcity, and we're living at a very unique time in history. We're used to change like taking a while. Like right now, the bad guys can't even do false flags generally because, you know, the term of time where people believe in their lie is shorter and shorter and shorter. You know what I mean?
Right.
The people in Occupy don't believe what the government's saying. The people in Tea Party don't believe what the government and the bankers are saying. They believe, you know what I mean? So what we're doing is the local currency thing, there's 100 of them in the United States. What would happen if we committed ourselves that we're going to buy, there's an End the Fed event mid-November, that we had a local currency operating in every Federal Reserve bank city. And then we commit, if we just, all we have to do is decide what victory is. And I would say victory is that the first town hires its own sheriff, or the first community hires its own sheriff of the de jure government, meaning the true government, not the corporation. It's the difference between the California Republic and the state of California. Right. That government sheriff has sovereignty over the corporate sheriff. So now we have a completely alternative system, and this system, now the enforcer actually works for the people, and he not for the bankers. So now we demonstrate that we can create in one community that all of those liens that are based upon interest are fraudulent, because it's impossible for the bankers to pay all of them. Or sorry, for the people to pay all of them. In any scheme, like a Ponzi scheme, the whole scheme, just because some people can make some money out of a Ponzi doesn't mean the whole scheme isn't fraudulent. So that is, our goal is to create a universal debt jubilee, and the sheriff is the one who implements it. He no longer enforces income tax liens, property tax liens, and foreclosure liens. And all we have to do is show one community to do that. That community can start growing hemp to be independent. What a powerful thing. And since we have now our own media, we have, you know, live streaming a video. All we have to do is keep the video live streaming on that sheriff, because there's a very good chance that he might get hurt by the private bankers. But we have to confront the system in the exact same way that the civil rights movement, they went on the offensive. You know what I mean? Right now we've been on the defensive. We have to go on the offensive nonviolently,
right,
and then show that they're the ones that are going to perpetrate violence. And once we show the world and ourselves that they're the ones that are perpetrating violence, their whole scheme based upon violence and fraudulent contracts is going to fall down.
And where, what town are you from, and how successful have you been locally as far as getting your town to convert to this sort of method?
Well, the local, we have 80 businesses using it. We had 10 restaurants, 3 mechanics. Like just as a, for instance, thinking on the health side, right? We have 2 dispensaries that take the local currency, an acupuncturist, a physical therapist, a massage therapist, and a chiropractor that all take the local currency. So one of the biggest things that the establishment has never fixed is health care. We can right now provide health care to our members without taxation. We can just create new hours. So let's say, you know, we're in a ski area. If I went through my back out or something,
yeah.
We can create new credits, and I could go where our local currency cooperative creates new money without violence in the form of taxation, new money to pay for me to go to the chiropractor, the massage therapist, and I can go get some amazingly kind bud from Colorado. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, we are debts. Like, we have to get out of our slave mentality. They took over with very small numbers. They still control us with very small numbers. Why can't we do it with huge numbers?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's all about changing the paradigms and the dialects. That's all we have to do, I believe.
The only problem is they have the advantage of using force against us, and we don't want to use that against them, nor do we have the manpower to do it. Like, you know what I mean? To enforce it.
I agree fully. We just have to expose who the real demons are. And since this is the first time in human history that we have nearly the same technology to communicate that they do with, like, live streaming, Ustream kind of stuff, you know, they do occupy, but it's like uneventful. We're going to go occupy, then what? You know what I mean? Exactly. How many people do we need to occupy, and for how long? You know?
Exactly.
Why don't we, we're going to take one more quick break, and do you mind taking a few phone calls, Wayne, when we get back, if anybody wants to call in and has a few questions for you?
Not a problem.
Okay. So just stick with us, guys. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, our guest Wayne Walton. And right after the break, we'll be coming back and we'll be taking some of your phone calls.
Y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. Three course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I wanna be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carrots on my hands with the cuts. And something I wanna own chromed out with the
being
clutch.
A broke nigga, drinking more liquor, driving a broke bigger. I'm with most sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benz Jeep for my team. So while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like Hebrews. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I'll leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. And have Poppy flip coke outside Del Gato's. The end with cash flowing like Sosa. And the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Malona. From Daytona, when I was young, I want the boner. But now I only hit chicks who win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mentality, stay popping crystal. Pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my bizzos, player you mad for. Acting hard when you as pussy as RuPaul's.
Come on.
Tell them about the Benjamins, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
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 Tell them about the Benjamins,
what y'all wanna
baby.
Do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers,
baby.
Brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low, from the J and
the blood clot. Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. Uh-huh. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's platinum coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick, player hating from the sideline. Get your own shit, why you riding mine? Uh-huh. I'm a good fella, kinda late. Stash you ladies in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. And I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger to fuck you.
I been had skills, Cristal spill, hot bills in Brazil. About a mil of ice grill. Make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Donnie Brasco. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rockin' Red Man and Naughty. Oh, with my kitty cat. Half a brick of yay. In the bra with my titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push weight. Uh-huh. Fuck the state pen, fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close, it's Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benjis. Why?
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host Brian Stavely, along with my co-host Justin Cook, and our special guest Wayne Walton. The show's going to be a little shorter than usual tonight. We're probably only going to have about 10 or 15 minutes left. If you guys have any phone calls you want to get in, we'll take a call or two real quick. Other than that, we're just going to let Wayne go off on a few more things, and hopefully we can get him back in the future, because I know that you guys probably want to hear some more of this.
Definitely. What do you think, Wayne? Is there anything you wanted to close out with? While we're waiting on a phone call or two, or
yeah. It's just I just want everybody to really change our paradigm. Is that we can absolutely make history and create our legacy together. And there was a time that, the colonists thought it was impossible for them to defeat the greatest military on power on the planet in the form of Great Britain. There was a time that, just think that, you're taking on, it's like Libya taking on the United States or something, relatively,
right.
Or South America, it tangibly just didn't make any sense. Or for that matter, or Vietnam. You're taking on the most powerful entity on the planet. The slaves at one time, they thought that it was impossible that they'd ever have their chains removed. There is a time where the people, African Americans, thought that Jim Crow laws would never end. But what they did is they just didn't complain. They pushed the consciousness of the people forward. And what we're trying to do is be a little bit more innovative, where you don't just go protest like they did in the civil rights movement. It's very focused, where we, there's absolutely nothing to stop us from creating local currencies everywhere. And then literally you guys becoming the sheriff. You guys should do it in your county and explain to the people why they want you to be the sheriff, that you have this massive population which is being imprisoned for victimless crimes. You have people that are paying 20 years of a 30-year mortgage for interest for nothing. Imagine how different the world will be when the majority of people are debt-free by age 35 to 40. It's a complete, what would you guys do if you're out of debt and you have abundance at age 35 or 40? Everybody works in the vocation of their passion. And they're far more productive because they're doing what they love. It's a complete renaissance.
How many years and do you think this process could take, though?
I'm saying months.
Estimation. Months?
Months. Just think about it. Like, whenever you prove something, that what everybody wants is like, okay, Wayne, prove it, right? Because you want me to prove it. So as soon as we do it in Breckenridge, they're going to go, oh, well, maybe you can pull that off in a small community, but how about a big town like Denver? Well, that's why we started Mile High Hours. We're going to do it in Denver, too. But we can't be of the mindset of hey, somebody else has got to do it. And then once we see that they do it, then we're going to start working on a local currency. Why don't we all at the same time work on a local currency and make a game out of it and see who achieves emancipation first? The same way that, you know how you play video games and you get addicted and you like, we play video games and it's like challenging and we know it's going to be hard, but we play them anyway in order to conquer the game. Well, all this whole scheme is a game. Well, you know, a typical video game, people might conquer it if they really focus on it in a month or 2-3 months. Well, why don't we collaborate as a group and do the same thing in the real world? Because the benefit is far more than just, you know, winning the final level of, Medal of Honor or something or other. You know what I mean? Let's make history. Let's change our mindset from one of being, learned helplessness. Let's go, hey, you know what? Let's kick ass. Let's kick ass and take it. You know, there's nothing stopping us.
Yeah. Before we have to wrap it up pretty soon, we have a caller that called in that had a question for you. James Sloan, you're live on Dose of Reality Radio.
Well, hey, guys.
How you doing?
What's up, James?
What's up, James?
I was just an interesting show. I'm just listening to your idea about the, IOU notes and things. I was just wondering how you would protect against forgeries and things like that, or what kind of system you would have in place, you know, to validate those sorts of things.
Well, the underlying issue with that is a technology question, and we use airline tickets and paper and digital airline tickets and football, sports, concert tickets, and we never get into, are they counterfeit and all that? Like, it's just a technology issue. We do it in a variety of ways, which I don't want to get into a whole lot, but there's none of our currency goes into circulation until the local, whoever produced the value, they actually sign the currency. So if you're a local business and you sign up, they actually, the business owner themselves, sign it the same way that they sign a gift certificate. And then the guy that earned the referral, whoever brought that business on, they produce the value. What we're trying to demonstrate is the people are the value. If they produce an outcome that the community values, they will sign new money into circulation. And it's only limited upon how much we produce. The more we produce, the more money we'll have. It's not suppressed by the amount of gold in that community. It's just ridiculous to think that humans' energy is infinite. And the more that we all work within our own unique abilities, the more we produce, because once you're doing what you really love, you do it all the time. Like, I love doing this. This is all I want to do. This is what I was born to do. This isn't like work for me anymore. So I'm extremely productive in it because I can, you know, it's not work, you know? So how much would I, in an honest world, think yesterday was Sunday football, right? You have all those millionaires standing around talking about millionaires, pushing a ball around, all paid by billionaires, all for bread and circuses to delude us from the fact that we're slaves. In Babylon, those who enslave us the most are the most highly rewarded: athletes, politicians, entertainers, and bankers. Well, in our system, the people who emancipate us, meaning Justin and Brian, they should be, you guys should be the millionaires. You know what I mean? We need to change our thinking. You guys should be the millionaires.
Or at least living comfortably.
But and think of all the statistical output that they have. This guy, like the whole fantasy football thing. We should have fantasy football for the guys who produce the most truth or produce the most, you know, because all we have to do is,
I'm big on fantasy football too. Go ahead.
I like that.
Well, it's production. Like, so you're in fantasy football, they have yardage, and you know, I'm taking this back to the video game analogy. Just imagine we made our emancipation a video game, and it was based upon output. What are the most important things? Like signing up a business, developing like a health system that's completely based without taxes. Oh, and it also has holistic, you know, you can use cannabis, you can use whatever you want to create health, and you actually cure people. Isn't that more valuable than anything the bad guys are doing? So shouldn't it be compensated more highly than anything the bad guys are doing? So what we're doing is we're developing quantified matrix for output in the exact same way that fantasy football is. We could have our own game. Like, just how fun would that be? Like, how many business? Like, we would all have a radio show, and we're getting, hey, how many businesses did you sign up? How many? How soon are you going to hire your sheriff? Whatever the things that we value, because it's completely arbitrary how many interceptions or how many defensive points or how much yardage or how many touchdowns a quarterback throws or receiver catches. Like, I used to be into all that stuff, right? Yeah, well, none of that serves us, yeah, right?
No.
Well, what if we based a monstrous set of metrics on things that do the most for us rather than the least for us?
I don't think anyone could argue that point.
Yeah, it's a paradigm shift. We just have to grow our minds into the correct direction.
Yeah, I think James wanted to just get in one more question with you, if you have time for it, real quick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I was just wondering also if you were someone who was not like, if you were on vacation from a long way away, or you're from a different country, like, you know, in a different system, like, how would that work coming in if you're on a vacation, say?
Well, yeah, that's exactly. We when we set up Clearwater Hours in Tampa, we took Mountain Hours from Breckenridge, 2,000 miles away, and we spent them there. Another one of our activists, Joby Weeks, spent Mountain Hours in Ithaca Hours system in New York. So one of the things that when we set these systems up, like, let's say you guys set up a system, we would have a reciprocity agreement that we're going to take your hours, you take my hours, and we want there to be tourism. And the currency, actually, it's almost like a chamber of commerce thing on the currency. If you take a look at it, it shows all the things that are cool about where you live. It's like all the local, the cool things that the insiders know, not the big corporate go to this football game and all that. It's the cool things that you take your buddies to go check out that are local, like the local dive bar, the local place where there's live bands all the time. Like in Tampa, it's Ybor City. When we made the currency, there's rather than Busch Gardens,
so
which is
I've been to Ybor City, so they actually use their own currency. They actually use their own currency now. They don't use regular treasury notes.
What he's saying is you can use it there.
Oh, okay.
You can't use it there. Yeah, it's there. There is a currency there, and actually has images of Ybor City on the currency.
And what's the transfer rate? Like, what kind of bills do you print up, and what does it equal to in dollars? Like, do you print 20 hours notes, and that's worth X amount of dollars when you go into like a bar to spend it? Like, how does that work?
There's four denominations. One that's equivalent to $1, $5, $10, and $20. And in hours, 1 hour is $10. So half an hour is $5. 2 hours is $20. And a tenth of an hour is $1. So it's the same denominations. And any point in time that we want to, that we become the dominant system, we can drop the reference to dollars. We can just be completely independent.
I can't believe they actually accept it there. I never even heard of that. That's a pretty well-known place.
Well, no, it's just at whatever businesses. That's like, for instance, there. I don't know if you guys ever heard a band called Rebel Inc.
I have.
Yeah, I've heard of
Justin's
them.
Music's a little knowledge.
Yeah, they kind of sound like Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
And they're actually really good. In any case, they played a show there with Jordan Page, and it was in Ybor City. It was like 2 days after Paul Fest was over, and we went to see it, and we paid them. Partially in the local currency, and we signed the venue up, which is the Blues Cafe. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it was just one business in Ybor City. We were only there for like 10 days. So the point is you have to go around, and just like wherever is a cool spot in your town, you just go door to door and you recruit the businesses. I'm not saying everybody in Ybor takes it by any means. You You have to.
I misunderstood you at first. That's what I thought you were saying. Like, you could go into any bar or nightclub out there and spend it, but it's certain places that you've done it, like exchanges with, basically.
Members of the Barter Network.
Right now, Ithaca isn't. Ithaca's been around for a few years now, haven't they? And they pretty much have, because it's a big college town. And I believe they have a good amount of businesses that will accept the Ithaca money.
Yeah, check this out, because this will blow your mind. They've been doing it for 20 years, but like here's the paradigm shift. Is the currency cooperative issued an interest-free loan to the local credit union called Alternatives Credit Union. And that credit union then required any vendor or tradesman who did work on the building expansion, that's why the bank was borrowing money, to get a building expansion. So now the vendors who do work on it were required to take 30 or 40% of their transaction in the form of ours, local currency. So the people loaned money to the bank. That's the paradigm shift.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Because the people are the source of the money. That's the change in thinking. Federal Reserve notes would have no value without us. Even gold. If we were living 150 years ago in certain, some places in the world, they don't care what gold is and silver. You don't need gold and silver to sustain life. So it really doesn't have any value. The only reason gold and silver have value is we've been brainwashed to think that it's valuable.
Yeah, they talk about it in all types of music. It's actually pretty unbelievable.
The only real value that I would say is for electronics. Besides that, it's just another shiny metal.
They do the
same thing
for diamonds, too.
Yep.
Obviously. I mean, really bad.
Nope. Everything with them is scarcity. That's the game they've been playing us on.
They can call scarcity on something like that. They can't call it on something like, corn or something like that, because actual people can go and check. But people aren't going to go in diamond mines and check what the level of diamonds are.
So they tell you
there's only a certain amount, so they're worth this much. You just got to have to take their word for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, not only that, but when the Israelis are hiding the diamonds anyway and sending them to Amsterdam to get clean, there's no way to track how many diamonds De Beers and Rothschilds and all them have, there's no way to, for example, with the gold issue, a lot of the Austrians will bring up the fact that there's still a lot of gold that hasn't been mined yet, and I've seen this shot down many times with, the fact that. Yes, there's still maybe some under the sea. There's still maybe some in some places, but for the most part, if anything, the last we know Fort Knox is empty. We know that they've probably been going the last few years with all their technology they have. Afghanistan, all these other countries, Libya, and just taking their gold. So I mean, I think that's another big thing of it too. So it really, To rely on gold is something that is really archaic, and we've had gold standards before, and we've had depressions. It's all about how the money power does it.
Yeah,
so that's
all about who controls the gold, and we're never going to know how much there really is. That's the bottom line.
They can do whatever
the fuck they want with the numbers.
Right. So Wayne's point is let's become the bankers. Let's phase them out, and I think that's the best thing we can really ask for.
Yeah, think of it like the bankers, private bankers are in charge. So the highest manifestation to be the change isn't to become simply the new media. The highest manifestation to be the change is to be the new bankers.
Right. Money gets power. Money gets pretty much everything.
Well, we could do both,
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying
working
that.
On the other end of that at the same time. I mean, if we,
that's the whole thing. Is once you control the money, now we're in control of the system of rewards. So now we can hire people, more and more professionals in full time media. So it once you do the money, then you can fix. You can have everything's been corrupted. Education's corrupt because of the money. The media's corrupt because of the money. So if you fix the original thing, then everything, health, and validity to all of our institutions are restored.
Exactly. All right. Well, I don't know if anyone else had anything else to say. I know that Wayne's girl wants him to get off, and he's got to eat dinner or whatever. But if there's anything you wanted to wrap up with, Wayne, or if anyone else wanted, David, James, Brian, ask another question.
I just want to ask Wayne if before you get off, if you could just drop the links to your websites and any blogs or whatever you have into the chat, and then I can copy it over to the website and put it up there for everybody. Oh, and
wait.
I really liked what I heard tonight. So I mean, I definitely want to, you know, get the information out there. Have you done any writings, like, you know, longer than you have these radio shows, where you have a lot of this where people can read through it?
If the best place, because what I do is I post notes on Facebook a lot. Yeah. Like, for instance, that if you go to my wall, like because this is all I can think about, and it's about.
Give us a link to your wall then while you're telling us, and I'll grab it out of the Skype and give it to everybody if that's cool.
It's just Wayne Walton on Facebook, WayneWalton. And the way that you can find me particularly, I have like my profile picture is a Jubilee reset, because we need to have a reset, a new beginning.
Know what that looks like. What's a Jubilee reset look like?
It just looks like the easy button from Staples, but it has Jubilee written.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. And then one of the groups that Justin's in that everybody should come and join too, it's called Architects and Engineers for Money Truth. And that's a Facebook fan page. And, you know, join that. And that's a good place that we post quite a bit, you know, real usury-free solutions, because there's about 5 usury-free solutions that we could look into. So there's a whole new world out there. We just need to focus on the usury-free solutions, because that's where the real answers are at.
I got to say, that group right there, I go in there and I lurk a little bit, because obviously I don't know as much as Wayne and, you know, and John and a lot of these other guys know. But, you know, if you want to learn, you know, these systems and whatnot, you know, that's the place to be, because these guys are, you know, are debating this stuff every day. And, you know, I think it's for anyone out there, you know, I think that wants to understand more of this, that's as good a place as any to, you know, I learned a lot in there anyway. So
yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like a place of education. Like we're just trying to educate, but not just educate, is to actually implement these systems. The time for talking simply is over. Let's raise our game. You know what I mean? Let's make history. Let's make a legacy. It's, you know, you only live once in life. Why not go big? You know, we go big for sports. We see athletes and entertainers doing it. Let's do it as activists and reformers.
I'm with you, man. Definitely.
Now, Wayne, do you think maybe in like 3 or 4 weeks you could come back on? Because I think after people hear the archive of the show a lot and talk about it, they're going to want to maybe have some questions for you and, you know, get a little more information on it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we do. Like I said, I've got the 2-hour-a-day radio show just focused on this. We want everybody that hears this to create a currency. We'll help you do it. And it's really fun. It's fun stuff.
What day and time is your show on every week?
So weekdays from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time on republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B, Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
All right, awesome. I'll make sure I check it out, and then, you know, maybe you and Justin can get in touch again in like a month or so. Maybe you can come back on, or maybe we'll go on your show if you need a guest or something.
I love it. Sounds good, bud.
Definitely want to talk more.
Oh. Hopefully I won't sleep too late next time, and I apologize about that, Wayne. Again, sorry.
It's all good. We're gonna get the bad guys. Let's focus on them.
Definitely appreciate having you on, bud.
All right, thanks, guys. Good night.
All right, Wayne. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and our guest Wayne Walton. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
I love you so much. Don't ever leave me. I won't let you leave.
The hoe turned me out, green eyes, had a crush on her since 5 years old. Met her, fell in love with her, I saved that hoe, cause she bring more hoes, she major, yo. The way she left them other dudes cold, heartbroken. She walked right out of mad nigga's life, so when I bagged her upright, I had to make her my wife. And I ain't gonna lose her like those other lames did. I keep her stash safe, kid. When I proposed, it made her face big. She keep me jig, glorifying medallions. Got me in clothes, made by Italian. Feed me lobster and scallions. Watching her pal on my bed, her body full stack. She been around for years, know the hustlers, pimps and mats, bankers and diplomats. She the scratch on my back, her cream I'm busted. Now I got her, I don't know how to act. When she not around, I'm heated, about to lay something flat. Know how to treat it, never take for granted. She got me trapped.
My money, my bitch is my money. You my honey, money is my bitch.
Money, money,
love her cause she keep a nigga rich.
Money, you my honey,
but I think she got me pussy.
Money,
my bitch is my money.
Money
is my bitch.
Money.
Yeah, the bitch treat me like a trick. She says without her, I can't be rich.
All the fun we have together, I keep you in my pocket. There's so much of you, I share you and speak to you in private. You got me carrots on my wrist, I'm a savage for your kiss. Embarrassed when I'm not with you, I'm on guard. Niggas always expect to see us two together stable. The best couple they seen since Trump and Marla Mabel. Don't need no prenup, cause when we hump, we do it up. Make sure we both a bust a dollar sign up. Before I got to know you, my life I say was mediocre. Breaking days, slinging all night long, fiending to stroke you. Seeing niggas with you, I wasn't happy. Wanted to stick them up to get you. Heard you calling for daddy, and gladly I take you as my lawfully wedded wife. Never divorce me, I promise to treat you right. Keep you satisfied, never lie, help you grow. My legal tender, lovely Federal Reserve note.
Money, my bitch is my money.
You my honey,
money is my bitch.
Money,
mama, cause she keep a nigga rich. But I think she got me pussy.
Money,
my bitch is my money.
Money
is my bitch.
Money,
the bitch treat me like a trick. She says without her, I can't be rich.
I won't sell my soul to you. What do I owe to you? My cars, my house, my flow to you. Screw you, before you, real niggas said I was cool. Now I got you, they envy me, cause I'm with you. You floss too much, turn niggas out one touch. For you, my guns bust. You always said in God we trust. It's hard enough to keep counting on you. You cheat with government thugs, got the IRS pounding on you. I think I liked you better when you were illegal, but you had to get professional, musical. Now when we fuck, we use prophylactic, hard plastic. Stick you in ATMs, limited cash quick. Said you'd give me luxury when I asked it. Fucking me, I gave you back shots in your assets. Promised happiness, but really did nothing for me. I guess bitches like you just grow on trees.
My money, my bitch is my money.
You my honey,
money is my bitch.
Money,
love her cause she keep a nigga rich. But I think she got me pussy.
Money,
my bitch is my money.
You my honey,
money is my bitch.
Money,
yeah, the bitch treat me like a trick. She says without her, I can't be rich.
Money, ooh, money, you my honey. Money. Ooh, money, you my honey. Money,
my bitch is my money.
Money is my bitch.
Money.
Yeah, the bitch treat me like a trick.
She says without her, I can't be rich.